Hamvor, Yevor, Bo, Yevor, Puinser, Bo, Amen. There was once a priest and a soap maker who were walking together. And as they're walking, the soap maker says to the priest, "What good is your faith in this world? Look at all the misfortune that happens in this world, all the pain that exists in this world. People no longer know what is good, just, and righteous. No one studies the scriptures anymore. Priests and preachers no longer preach with wisdom. And even the warnings from the prophets don't scare people into following the true faith. If faith is really that true and important, why then is everything bad in this world?" And the priest listens to the soap maker and doesn't answer, and they continue to walk on their journey. And as they're walking, the priest and the soap maker come up upon a little boy who's playing in the mud. He is dirty, he is disheveled, and he is playing in this very disgusting water and mud. And the priest says, "Do you see this child? You say that soap can help clean him from his dirt. But what good is all the soap in the world if we still have dirty children like this? Now tell me, does soap really help anyone get clean?" And the soap maker immediately interjects and says, "Wait a minute, wait a minute. Soap cannot help unless you use it. Unless you use the soap, it won't get you clean." And then the priest says, "This is true. And it is also true when it comes to faith. Faith does not do anything unless you use it. It does not help you if throughout your entire life you don't use it. You may have it, but if you don't put it to work, it means nothing." We hear that soap and faith are very similar. They must be used constantly. We all have had children at one time or another in our lives that have eaten at a table, and we tell them to go wash their mouths when they're done. Go wash up. And they usually go, and they try to trick us, right? They turn the water on, maybe. They don't rinse their hands. They don't wash their hands, and they come back out. And we ask them, "Did you use soap?" "Oh, yeah, we use soap." Or they might say, "No, we didn't. We just rinsed our hands." "No, you need to use soap to be clean. And it has to be done constantly to stay clean." The same is with faith. Faith is not just a psychological decision or a confession one time in our lives and we're done. Faith is something that must be used constantly in our lives. Anyone who has learned a language in life knows you cannot use it just once and you're done. But you have to constantly learn it over and over and over again. I have been speaking somewhat English. I have been speaking for 36 years of my life. And I am still learning English, as all of us are continuously learning. No one learns a language once a week, but must learn it every day. And this is true with faith. It's constant. It's always being used. I gave the example of muscles and workouts. As I said in Armenian, all of you work out, I know, because I see your magans, your muscles, and how strong and healthy you are. But muscles are something that when we do our workout, they rip, they tear, and then we replace them with carbohydrates and protein to make them stronger. The same is with faith. We must rip our egos, our pride, our very being must be ripped and shredded and then replaced, not with food, but with reading the Gospels, reading the Bible, learning the church fathers, visiting the church, helping those that are in need, the poor, the helpless, the homeless, fasting and prayer, all these things. And this will make our faith grow stronger. And in doing so, we will be able to withstand all the storms that occur in our life. Today we hear in the gospel reading of Christ with his disciples traveling over the Sea of Galilee, going from one side of the sea to the other, and they're in a boat. And all of a sudden a great storm happens. And the winds and the waves are so intense that the waves are coming into the boat and the wind is knocking the boat from side to side and they're about to sink. And the disciples are running back and forth in this boat, wondering what to do. And they finally say, "Oh, we got Jesus with us. We have our teacher." And they look to the back of the boat, to the stern, and they see that Christ is asleep on a pillow. And they go to him and they wake him up and they say, "Teacher, don't you care we're going to perish?" And he gets up, the gospel says, probably Isakanaz, half asleep, half awake. He gets up and he reprimands the wind and the sea, and they stop. And there's a great peace that rules over it. He calms it all and he says, "Where is your faith?" And the disciples are so amazed at this that even the wind and the sea listen to him. The gospel reading teaches us something very important that we often forget. We see that just because Christ is with them doesn't mean everything is going to be okay. In fact, we see that Christ is with them and nothing is okay until they put Christ to work, until they put their faith to work. And this is true for many people, unfortunately. For many people, we have faith, but we don't use it. We have faith, but we don't put it to work. How often have we met people, unfortunately, who say, "I have faith. Of course I believe in God. Of course I believe in the gospel and the Bible." But they don't pray, they don't read the Bible, they don't read the scriptures or the church fathers, they don't fast, they don't help the poor, they don't love one another, they hold grudges. How many people are like that? I see fingers going like this, so, but I don't want to say. Even though this happens, then they say, "I have faith, I have faith," and then when bad things happen in our lives, they wonder, "Oh, why is this going on?" I believe, but the reason is we don't put that faith to practice. We don't work for our faith, and we don't make it stronger on a daily basis. The answer to this is in one word, and it is love. Love summarizes it all, because love encompasses forgiveness, respect, and sacrifice. Love towards one another, love towards God, and especially love towards ourselves. We must love ourselves first in order to love others. And God, for sure, loved us, and that's why he was willing to sacrifice himself. St. Paul writes very poignantly, "If I have that much faith, so much faith to move mountains, but I do not have love, it is worth nothing. What good is it if I sell all of my possessions and give them to the poor, and even offer my body to the fire to be sacrificed, but do not do it with love? It gains nothing." With so much going on in the world today and in our lives, the one thing, unfortunately, that is lacking is love. Faith is lacking. And as Christians, it is our mission to love one another, even those who hate us, and it is difficult, but to love everyone and to have faith that God is going to come through. Jesus' words should always be ringing in our ears. "The world will know you and that you are my disciples by this, that you love one another." It is my prayer that we put this to work, to action, and do it little by little, and gamas gamas, our faith will grow stronger and will be able to withstand all of the horrors and tragedies that happen in life. Amen.